Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
On the line is Professor Linda Gail Becker, Professor of Medicine and Chief Operating Officer of the Desmond Tutu HIV Foundation. Professor Gail Becker, thank you for being with us on Chai FM this afternoon.
Hi, Simon. Nice to be here.
I hope you're keeping warm on this particularly chilly Joburg afternoon. And tell us what the lessons are that we can learn from the HIV epidemic that we can apply to eradicate the COVID-19.
You know, I think that probably the most important lesson we learned from HIV, because it was such an devastating, far-reaching epidemic, was that we needed to engage communities full on. So I think that was a really very important lesson, is that you need to be talking to individuals, really get their buy-in and communicate clearly, unambiguously, so that people buy into what it is that is happening around them and are more likely to adopt behaviors, etc. So I'm not sure I think there was quite a lot against us in terms of COVID, just the speed and the extent, as well as, so little known about SARS-CoV-2 when it started. I think we didn't do the community engagement quite the way we should have right from the beginning. I think we're beginning to catch up, but I think communication could still be improved. So that was the one. The other one was just having a very multifactorial, multisectoral approach to HIV, you know, going way beyond just the notion that it's a infectious disease and a health issue, really taking into consideration where people are, their well-being, their socioeconomic status, the other sectors that interact with people's lives. I think was, you know, early on we recognized that that was going to be really very important. And, you know, I think those are probably some of the most critical lessons that we can take across. Of course, there are biological and laboratory-based lessons that we have brought into the sphere of COVID, and that really gave us the leg up to find a vaccine quickly, to bring the diagnostics online as quickly as we have, to test the new interventions as quickly and as effectively as we have. We have built all of that on the back of 30 years, 40 years of the HIV epidemic. And so, you know, maybe that is the most important thing, is to recognize that we can build on science and on knowledge that we already have. And that gives us a head start, if you like, in a new pandemic. And maybe the most important lesson is not to think we have to reinvent the wheel, but actually to find ways to build on previous knowledge.
How would you rate, if you were to give the government and the country a mark, how would you rate their response to the COVID-19 crisis?
Yeah, I think it's, again, it's not that simple. I think on some fronts, there has been really very effective intervention, in as much as clearly, you know, the government did recognize that they needed to move quickly to expand the testing platform. And I think we've done extraordinarily well there. The number of tests that are being run in the country, PCR-based tests, which are not uncomplicated, has been extraordinary. On the other hand, I think we've been somewhat slow to adopt antigen testing and other forms of testing. So I think, you know, again, there's aspects that have been great and other aspects that haven't been so good. I think, you know, we've been slow to get the vaccines into the country, not all the fault of government.
Yeah.
And now that we've got them, I think we are beginning to speed things up, and I think that's looking better. So again, pluses and minuses on all fronts, I think.
Professor Gail Becker, thank you for being with us this afternoon. That was a really interesting take on a situation. I don't think many of us had actually put the two against each other in that way. So I found that particularly enlightening. Thank you for your time this afternoon.
Real pleasure. Thanks for having me. Take care.